Duke Dance, Dal Erickson with you in studio. Also joining us live in studio after the late night drive home, Coach Paul Kabonic with Star Valley Braves basketball. And Coach, we appreciate you coming in after the evening drive yesterday over the hill from Preston, Idaho. And we just want to talk about this, this tournament, specifically the game last night against the Indians. And sounds like you knew kind of what Preston was going to be heading into this. They played a few games. They're big, tall, fast, quick, and well, they shoot last night too, huh?
Yeah, they're a pretty complete basketball team. We kind of knew that going in. We've had three games to watch on film, so we were, you know, we weren't surprised by anything that they did. They did it pretty well last night too in stretches, and so yeah, really good basketball team, especially for our opener. Kind of what we were looking for with this preseason schedule, though.
I'll say this though, Coach. I feel like the Braves shot pretty well last night, especially considering it was the first game of the season for your guys. And they were playing a team that had won a bunch at home coming into this, and just based on the reaction of the people that were calling the game, they seemed a little surprised that you guys were as close as you were.
Yeah, it sounded like that. I got a little feedback from some of our football coaches, and they said that it sounded like they were sympathetic toward us early, and then were surprised when it was late, and then they really didn't like us at the end of that game. I think there were some teams that were surprised. Coach Jones was not. We played him this summer, and I'm telling you, the contrast of those two games, they were almost the same game. He couldn't get away from us there this summer. And I think, you know, these boys maybe not realize that, but the reason we got the invite was because of how well we played in their summer tournament. He tries to bring the best teams from around to play that tournament so that it's a high-quality tournament. You know, he's always chasing championships over there because he wins a lot. And we got the invite because we were one of the better teams he played all summer, and so I don't think he was very surprised. I think maybe their commentators were. I was a little surprised that we were as clean as we were and shot it as well as we did for our first game. But that's kind of how these guys go.
Well, you look at the team you have coming back. Of course, your senior-laden team this year. A lot of varsity experience returning, and it showed last night. You mentioned how clean the game was for being a first game of the season-type contest. Horsley, over 20 points on the evening. It looks like four Star Valley players in double figures, and you know, you can't ask more than that from a balanced offense on game one.
No, and both sides, you know, defensively even. I mean, they ended up scoring a bunch, but, you know, for the most part, there was nobody on their team that really just got going and stayed going. We were able to kind of adjust, which is hard to do early. I thought, yeah, as far as the shooting, everybody was shooting with confidence. They were stepping into their shots. I think that's why they stayed consistent. You know, Hazen was a little off early and then got hot late, and Taylor missed a couple early and got hot late. RJ kind of carried us and hit some all the way through the game, and so that we were never really just out of it. Everybody just kind of kept us close enough, kept making enough shots to keep us in that game and give us a chance.
Well, to me, Coach, I kind of mentioned this in the beginning of the hour. It seems like the key stretch was at the end of the third quarter. There's a couple of 4-point plays, which, I mean, those are rare as hen's teeth, and to have two of them in about a 3-minute span is pretty rare. I've never seen that before. And then obviously the kid is dialed in, he hits another three, so he scored 11 points
right
in about a 2.5-minute span. But you guys battled almost all the way back, cut it to two there very briefly. Let's talk about what you were saying to your guys to start that fourth quarter, because up until then it had been just basically a two-possession game.
Right, and so, yeah, the kid, man, kind of unfortunate. The first one he makes, Taylor actually gets pushed into him, so it wasn't really like a closeout like generally you see. It was kind of an odd play, and I talked to the official, and, you know, he had to protect the kid. I understood all that. It was a really strange 4-point play. Actually, we fouled him with our back on the first closeout. And then he makes the other one from deep. And at that point, you know, I think we talked about it after the game in the locker room. I think my favorite part of our game was the start of the fourth, where that thing probably could have got away from us at that point. I mean, Preston really is pretty used to putting teams out by 20 by the time they start rolling. And we had some really good possessions to start the fourth and got it down back again within two or three possessions and just kind of stayed the course, gave them one shot. We did a good job on the boards. They were a lot bigger than us. I didn't feel like they shot and shot. They thought they'd get a shot. We'd get a clean board. We'd get it up the side and have a good quality possession. So yeah, I was really happy with that. And then there in the fourth, I mean, late in that game, two kind of bang bang block charge calls, and really that game ends up tied. I think Taylor goes to the line and makes one and would have cut it to two. And I, you know, we felt like Chase might have been there, maybe not. It was close enough. And instead of getting that charge, they get a two. So there was kind of a 6 or 7 point swing even late in that game that kind of determine the end of that. But no, if you would have told me we go to Preston and we're within two with 2 minutes left, first game of the season, we're happy with that for sure.
Coach Paul Kubanek with Star Valley Basketball. So today you have Green Canyon at 4:40 on the consolation side of the bracket. Green Canyon, the girls' team has come to the Star Valley Shootout in recent years, but this is the first time that your boys have had a shot at them in preseason tournament play, correct?
Correct, yeah. We've never played Green Canyon, yeah. They're just another Logan school. It's really good. They played Middleton yesterday. It became a two-point game at the end. They were way down, and I went in the locker room with five left and came out, and it was – looked like it might go overtime. So another good team. I told the boys at the start of the season, I don't think I scheduled them a preseason win. I apologize, but we don't have that game on the schedule. We're like, well, maybe we can just kind of play and be okay there. So Green Canyon's another real good team.
Well, Coach, we'd kind of talked about that. Obviously, we had spoken about it many times during the football season, the tough non-conference schedule and how it would point out some weaknesses and give the program a chance to work on some things specifically that maybe they otherwise wouldn't get to. Trying to take that same mentality, of course, into the basketball season as well. Let's talk about some of the things from what you saw last night, and what would you like to see tonight?
So last night, when you play a Preston team, their big kid got behind us a time or two where we were pretty good in our three-quarter help, and then our backside was a little late. So our post defense, RJ played really, really well. We kind of challenged him this year. He got a new role. We want to give him a chance to just push people around down low. I mean, that's really – and he did a really good job on the big kid last night. I felt like, you know, we got exactly what we needed out of RJ. But with that being said, if we'd had a little more help in the back half of that when he caught the ball low early, I didn't do a very good job of getting help to him. We started really helping down. And now tonight with the Green Canyon team, they've got a couple shooters that really like to get it going. So we're going to see three or four different styles. Yesterday was kind of an old school. Preston plays old school basketball. There's very few teams that I see a kid go block to block to block, never leave it, catch it down there and lean against you. And so that was a good something to see. We probably see some of that in the East, I think, with the Lovering kids. So it was good practice there. Green Canyon tonight's a little more of a spread out team and a zone team. So now we got to play against a zone for probably three quarters or so. So
tip off at 4:40 today. We'll have the game live on SBI3 and on Swift 98. Coach, while we have you, you were just telling us that your JV squad last night picked up a big win against Westside, so they're actually in the semifinals of this bracket tonight.
Correct. Yeah, they played really well. That group of juniors is solid. They play, especially they're a great early season team because they're going to play hard all the time. Defenses, they always make their living on D, and then you know those kids are. I think that team's going to have a pretty high ceiling because some of those kids are football kids as well. Their shot will come back a little bit later. They didn't shoot it particularly well last night. No, they did in stretches, actually, but that team's going to be a fun team to watch all year because big physical juniors. And the only reason that they don't play more varsity is because they got a bunch of big physical seniors. So it's a fun team.
Well, and you'd kind of touched on especially the first day of this tournament, which was obviously yesterday. All your teams are playing at the same time.
Right.
And so, I'm going to bring up the commentator. They're like, I just don't know if this team's at this school's not very big or if they just don't have any subs. And I'm like, and I had the conversation I had with you. It's like, you knew for a fact that they had scheduled all your teams at the same time.
Right.
So you only had seven guys for that first game.
Yeah, we didn't know how to do our intro. The guys were looking at me like, can you stand in the line so we have a line to run out in? Because it was just jump off the bench, shake hands, and then go to the other side.
It was very much like Hoosiers. I know.
It felt like that, yeah.
I know you love that movie, so I know. It's going to be a lonely bench.
It was a lonely bench, yeah. I didn't even have an assistant over there. I told that official. I said, you can team me up, but you can't toss me. Brandon McDonald's going to have to hold down the fort if you do.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. Thanks again for coming in. Good luck again against Green Canyon today, 4:40 scheduled tip-off time for that game, and we'll catch you back out there in Preston.